roar of a wheat, and just like come out like a needle. If you check down the outside to see if it gets stuck there, if there's any neck of there on the moyach. Now Omer Rav Shizbi said also that Hani Abzi Didan, our geese is Koif Shomayim Damyan. They're like birds of the water. That is to say the moyach is very soft, and therefore it's Ein Lo Bedika. It'll be a treif if you have a shal if you see the yetzim is broken. Then the Mishnah says, Nofel Yor. Let's say the bird falls into fire and it gets scorched. So Omer Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Yosi Ben Yeshua, Shia Yerukasim, that the Mishnah says if it turns green, that if the organs inside turn green, that's right, the treifa. That how much of the organs have to turn green, how much is the shear to make them to treifa? So Shia Yerukasim is Kashir Nukavasan, the same shear as a whole. Man the kubosan the master, just like any small hole that goes into these organs that makes a trefa. No matter how small the hole is, it's a trefa. The same thing when it gets burnt, like after you recosan the mashu, even if a small amount, a small green patch comes upon the organs, that also make it for trefa. Boy mene Reb Yosef bread Reb Yeshua ben Levi. He has to shalom Reb Yeshua ben Levi from Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Horiku kovit. Let's say the liver. Let's say the liver becomes green. Or which part of the liver? Hariku kovet kineged b'nei mayim. On the part of the liver which lies like in front of the intestines, in front of the b'nei mayim. Ma, what's going to be the lach? Is that called a treifa or not? Omlei said, yes, treifa. It's called a treifa. Since the liver became green, that's also called a treifa. So he asked him a question, why? For lo yehei ela nitla, why should it be worse than the whole liver was taken out? If the whole liver is taken out, if it's gone, it's kosher. On the Rav it says, yes, there's a difference. Kivon shariku kovid kineged b'nei mayin, since that the part of the liver which is in front of the b'nei mayin turned green, is so b'yidua shenofel lior, like we know for sure that this bird like fell into fire, and therefore v'nechmu b'nei mayin, that the b'nei mayin, the intestines, those are the ones that were scorched with fire. And therefore, treifa, therefore, there it's a treifa. And echnami, the liver itself will not make it for treifa. But the main thing is, this is a proof to say that the B'nai Mayim was burnt. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Hoye Layihi Tanagoylus. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had a hen, and Shadre Lekayim to Rabbi Leza Kappa, Bribi. He sent a shayli, he sent it to Rabbi Leza Kappa, Bribi, that Omalei said to him like this, Yeroikinheim, that Lamaisa they turned green, and therefore the Yachshrei, he said that it was kosher. Rashi says, Yerukinai means Hadakinis, the intestines were green, and he said it's kosher. So that's the question, I've wrote in our Mishnah that Yerukin Sulin, if the intestines turn green, it's like a fossil. So Moritz says, no, Layomru Yerukin Sulin Ella Bekurkavin, the label of a covet. I'll tell you no. That the Mishnah says it fell into fire and it turned green, that's a treifum, that's only going on the kukavin, that's one of the stomachs of the birds, belave its heart, or else the cover of the liver. There is something that originally was red and now was turned over to be green, that's a simon, that's a treifum. But things at the beginning were also towards green, not red, here it's no treifum. And Tanya Namiach will learn this also. Be elu b'nei mayin omru. Which type of the intestines inside was it said if it turns green that becomes a treifa? That's only said on the kurkavin, the label of the covet. That these three things at the beginning they're red. So if we find them later to be green, that's a proof to say that it became a treifa. But other things that are not red to start off with, then it will not be a simen treifa. Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef Hoyelayu Tanagoto. Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef also had a hen, and also the shayla happened to it. So Shadru the Kaim the Rabbi Avuah, he sent the shal in front of Rabbi Avuah. For Yomlin, he said back to listen, Adoimim Haim, the intestines inside turn red, and therefore Treifa, therefore I pass them to Treifa. So Moriah said, for Yonan Tanan, London, our Mishnah, Adoimim Sherim, that if they're red, they're kosher. Omlin said back to him, Adoimim Sherikoim, and it's going to be something that started out to be red, if later was turned to be green, that's a Treifa. Whereas the opposite, the Yerikin, something at the beginning was like greenish, and Shadimu now because of the fire it turned red, and Echnami, these things are treifa. Layomu Radumu Kisherim, And where is this a case that we said that if it's still red now, it's kosher? That's only belave a kurkan over covered. That these things, since the beginning, they're red, so now if they're still red, that's a simik shera. But if something changes from red to green or green to red, and that's a simik as a trefa. The dakin Rashi said that the intestines, that's usually supposed to be green, and now if we find it to be red, and echnami, that would be a trefa. Now, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Chiyo, Omer Rabbi Mani, that Adoimim, something is supposed to be red. Sheriku, let's say the liver or the lathe that turned green, and then later the shulkan, they cooked it up, the choser vadima came back to be red again, ksherin, and it's not, then it's still kosher. My time, what's the reason? Kutru ayabu, some of the pshat is some smoke went into the bird, but not that it really made it a treifa. Therefore, the shah shkit was not a treifa, and even though after shkit you check it out, it looks green, but then when you cook it up, like the smoke goes out of it, and therefore it turns red again, therefore it's still ksherin. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Af Anu Nemer also will say that Adoimim Shlohirikon, let's say it was red, that did not turn green, Vishokan, and then later when you cooked it up, Varikon, it turned green, Trefa and Echonami, now it's a proof to say it was a Trefa before. My time, what's the reason? Igloi Besiayu. No, it's uncovered now, Besiayu. Rashi says it's Cheposan. It's uncovered, it's a mum. Like now we say Taka really was in the fire, was scorched in the fire, just before we couldn't tell, now we could tell, therefore it's Trefa. That's called the Gloyi Besiayu. Omer Ravashi, Rashi said, Hilkach, therefore, Lelechol Inish, a person should not eat, Ela Bishalka, unless he cooks up the bird first, because otherwise you have to be afraid, maybe really was a Trefa. So only after you cook it up, you could see if it really turns colors or not. But the more it says Beloyi, it's not true. If we don't see the problem by ourselves, stamped after say you have to cook it up to see to find the problem, that's called we don't look for problems. We don't have to go to make up problems. To make a race or to make us look to think maybe there was a treifa. Then the Mishnah says, Dorso Vitorfa Bekoisel. Let's say it was trampled upon or thrown against the wall, so you have to wait 24 hours. Omer Ablozo Ben Antignus. Mishum Reblaza Brebianai, Achazu Vyachazu, Tzricha Bdika. Even after it waits 24 hours, still after the Shkit, you have to check it out. And Rashi says, because we're afraid, the Shema Nishpura Shedra, the Nisak Achut, so still you have to check out the Chut HaShedra, you have to check out the host point. Now the Mishnah says, the Eluk Sheris Biyoif, these are the birds that are still kosher. Nikfo Hadagaris is only a hole in the windpipe, or else it was cracked in the length. Hiksa Chulda Al Roisha, let's say a Chulda weasel hit it on its head, but Mokka bit it, but Mokkim Shenoisoisa Trefum, not connected the Moyach, not connected the brains in the place, even if there would have been a neck of there, it would not make them to Trefus, therefore it's kosher. Nikov Hazefik, let's say the Zefik has a hole in it. That's still kosher. The zephyr, that's the crop by the bird. That's still kosher. Rebbe Yemer Rebbe says, Afilu nitol. Even if you take off the whole crop, still it's kosher. Yotza b'nei meyeho v'lo nikva. Let's say the insides came out, but there was no neck of there. Or else, nishtabru gafel. Or else, let's say, the wings were broken. Nishtabu ragler, let's say its legs were broken. Nimrutu knafer, let's say its feathers were plucked out. Still it's kosher. If Yehuda says, in nitla ha-noitza psula, if Yehuda says no, that if it's down, was taken out, was gone, then it's a trefa. Rashi says, the ha-noitza means the small ones. Noitza, the small feathers, hiadaka snuchla bosa, near the bosa. So that was taken off the hills, that's called the Trefa. Now the Gemara says, hold on, but it went like this. Maiso Berebi Simoi. What's up, Berebi Simoi? Berebi Tzadik. Shehol Chulav Shona B'Lud. They weren't going to make an Ibiyor in Lud. Vishav Soi Boinoi. That they lived Boinoi. Rashi says it means Yom Shabbos. Shosho Shavu Shabbos. And on that Shabbos, they stayed in the place called Oinoi. That's where they stayed over Shabbos. For Heiru B'tafachas to Rebbe B'Zefek. The same way Rebbe Paskins by Zefek. The Rebbe says that Filo Nitol still is kosher. The same way he Paskins by Tafachas by the womb. So Chur Mitzvah say even if the womb was taken out of the animal, still it's kosher, it's not a treifa. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Iboilu who? Heiru B'tafachas Lisura. Does it mean to say that he Paskins B'tafachas by Isser? Rebbe B'Zefek Latera, the same way Rebbe Paskins by Zefek Latera. In other words, at this Shah, the Rashi said there were two separate Heroes. One Hero was the Paskin by Tafachas by the womb, Li Sura, and the second Hero was Rebbe B'Zefek, that the Zefek, the crop of the bird, it is taken out completely, still is kosher. Or do we maybe know what he meant to say was Hero B'Tafachas Latera Rebbe B'Zefek. It was only one psak that he did. It was a shal about the womb, about the tafachas. And he passed in Latayra the same way Rebbe Paskins by Zefek. Avo Karebi B'Zefek Lesrilu. But where Rebbe actually Paskins by Zefek, maybe he didn't pass like that. He doesn't know the Kimteku. The shal, what do you mean to say? He just meant to say that tafachas is ksheira, just like Rebbe holds by Zefek, even though the actual shal of Zefek doesn't know like Rebbe. Or maybe no, he had these two arrows. That's a take. Omer Rabba, Vitaim Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Gagoy Shal Zefek, the top part of the crop, Nitin Keveshet. That's the last lochel like Keveshet. If there be a kuva there, that would make a treifer. Hey, where is this? Omer Rabbi Barabayo, Kol She Nimtach Imoy. Anything that gets like a stretches with it. Now, Yotzu B'nei Mayin, what's going to be if the insides come out? Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. That's only talking about if you didn't like twist it around, they weren't twisted around. But if they were twisted around, in a family, then it's a treifa. Because here we're talking about when the Bnei Nayin came out and they put it back in again. So if it wasn't twisted when they put it back in again, then it would be okay. But if it was twisted, that'll make it into a treifa. Just see the passage says, Hu asecho, hu asecho vechenenecho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. Malamed Shebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kenun Yis Biyodim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside us a lot of different type of organs. Shem Nefach Achaz, if one would be twisted around, Ein Yechol L'Chayis, we won't be able to live with it. So therefore, if the organs were twisted around, it'll be a treifa. Tanya will learn, Hoy Rav Meir Weimer, Hu Oisecho V'Chenanecho, means Karcho D'Kula Bey. It's like a city that has everything inside it. A karcho de kula bay means mimenu kahana from Klal Yisrael. We have kahanim, mimenu neviyov, mimenu shorov, mimenu makov. Then we have the kahanim, we have the neviyim, we have the princes, we have the kings come from Klal Yisrael. Shneimer the pasuk says mimenu pona, mimenu yosed. Like from there comes out the cornerstone. There comes out the yesed. Everything comes out from Klal Yisrael. David Moore says, "Who am I? There was a guy. The Chazil who Gavri saw a person did not from the equal area that the person fall off from the roof to the ground. And Poka Karsa, he saw the way his belly, his stomach opened up. Vinafko Maine, and the insides were coming out. So Asa Lebrei, so he brought the son of this person that his stomach was opened up, and Vishokta Kamei." He made it look as if he shechting the son in front of the father. B'yachuz esenayim, like he tricked him. What happened was ingur when the father saw that, so the father became like ingur, the asnach, and oil lemanayu, the chatei lekarso. Everything went back into place again, and he sewed it back again. So again, what happened was he did this b'yachuz esenayim, like a trickery. It just looked as if he was shechting the son. Ingur, so the father felt so bad, he started to cry, v'yisnach. So of course he was moving, he crying, moved back and forth his stomach. So that made the intestines come back inside again, and then the person sewed him up, so that's the way he saved him. It's just the fact that Dr. Mishnah said the intestines come out, it's possible to have them put back in again, and sewed up, and they'll still live. Alright, we'll stop here.